Welcome to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Glad to have you listening. Today's program opens with the Arts Academy Band performing Choros, No. 7 by Villa-Lobos.
Thank you. This is Radio Collage. Up next, Elegy from Two Movements for String Quartet, written by Nathaniel Hayter, an Interlochen student from Washington, D.C. Violinists Joseph Gray and Dream Young are joined by violist Joseph Skerrick and cellist Kyle Stocknick.
Hi, I'm Sophie Coates, and I'm a senior at Interlochen. I wrote this poem because of a physics class, or at least that's how it started out. I wanted to explore the concepts of physics and especially Newton's laws through the metaphorical connections in life. I wanted to make it something so it wasn't just in a physics textbook that I was reading, but something that I could relate to and something that other people could relate to. And so the poem is called What We Know That Newton Does Not. Newton does not know about you and me. This place where we pretend like does not repel like. This second floor apartment with air like breathing in salt water. It never leaves your lungs, every breath burnt sky. Newton does not know that we have been running, trying to get away. You and I so unknowing, neither of us knowing the difference between speed and velocity. I did not know about a man named Newton before I ran, or I would not have hit roads so hard. Hard enough to make violets bloom on skin, to smell the sweat and blood, the scent so close, so sharp, like antiseptic on the blood-blistered soles of our feet. I would have known the force I hit feet to pavement with would come back and push against me. A reminder of how hard I had to press, how fast I had to go to get this body to move. If I had known objects in motion stay in motion, I would never have started running. Away from gravel driveways with cracks like veins, one-bedroom apartments, and a town where the old Fords beat with the whispers, you'll never get out if you don't leave now. Newton does not know about the tiny cracks in the skin of the earth, breathing and ripping and holding people like us. But you and I know these spaces the way we have learned Newton's laws. Through falling and failure, inside out and backwards.
Thanks for listening to Radio Collage on Classical IPR. Among other things, composer Eric Uezen is known for his brass music. Here's the opening movement from his Myths and Legends, performed by trombonists Brett Kelly, Christopher Colby, Somer Joe Hornbuckle, and Aaron Albert. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Radio Collage. We'll hear from the Arts Academy Chamber Singers now as they perform Wearin' O' the Green and Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya, arranged by Alice Parker, and Down by the Sally Gardens, arranged by Edward Higginbottom.
Oh, Patty, dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The Shamrock is forbid by law to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day no more will keep, his color can't be seen. For there's a bloody law against the wearing of the green.
I met with Abbot Tandy, and he took me by the hand. And he said, not more on Ireland than thou does, she said.
She's the most distressful country that ever you have seen. The hanging men and women there for wearing of the green.
And since the color we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's on will never forget the blood that they have shed.
Take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod. But 'twill take root, for it's still 100 foot is gone.
When the logins of the blades of grass will blow in as they grow, and in the leaves in summertime their verdure dare not show.
Then I will change the color I wear in my colleen. But till that day, please God, I'll seek to wear in
Thank you.
Great to have you listening to Radio Collage. Next, we'll highlight a work by Interlochen alum Peter Erskine. This is the Academy Jazz Ensemble playing Erskine's Scotland, Africa. Thank you.
This is Radio Collage. One of the beauties of Interlaken is the opportunity to form unusual instrumental ensembles. Here's a great example. 12 cellists banding together to perform Lennon and McCartney's Eleanor Rigby.
Glad to have you tuned in to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at Interlaken Center for the Arts. It's the percussion ensemble's turn now. This is Sabor by João Donato.
Thank you.
We've had a lot of great music on Radio Collage, but there's still time for one more work. We're about to hear harpist Anya Garipoli perform three dances from a suite by Carlos Salcedo.
Thank you.
For listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Radio Collage is a production of Interlochen Public Radio. Production assistance came from
Sasha Boltito,
Evan Fulcher,
and Dylan McBride. This is Classical IPR.